A recent incident at the Lenzic in Santa Fe involved white Christian Englander, who tossed a banana peel at black comedian Dave Chappelle, triggering moral outrage for racist overtones. But this incident barely meets muster as an example of the devastating effects of American racism. Here's the thing. Let's not be distracted by the trivial. No one lost life or limb at the Lenzic. Chappelle's pursuit of an assault case cheapens the experiences of victims of real brutality. Case in point, my uncle Darnell Charles, who died in police custody in Harvey, south of Chicago in 1988. The Rodney King trial and not guilty verdict 4 years later validated black people's mistrust of America's racially biased justice system. The riots that followed starkly confirmed that we cannot just get along in a racially unjust system. America's racial cynicism was affirmed yet again in 1996 when Susan Smith reported a carjacking and child abduction by an anonymous black man. Few discussed the racism in her lie when it was later determined that Smith herself killed her children. Smith chose a lie that would be believed. These incidents were opportunities for a frank national dialogue about racism. But the sensationalism surrounding these events overrode any possibility of resolution and action. 20 years later, why are so few people, besides people of color, addressing the disparities that exist between whites and minorities in health, education, employment, and net worth? These inequalities are not natural. They are structural, resulting from systematic long-term forms of social and economic oppression. For the record, white supremacy is the foundation of these power arrangements. I say enough of the lip service and apologies. Until the next heinous incident, we are better served to confront racial inequity in this country now. This alone will stop the bleeding. As dismal as all this feels, there are those among us who wish to move beyond the triviality of the banana peel. Earlier this month, an interracial panel and an audience of roughly 100 people dialogued on race in Santa Fe at an event called Unpeeling Racism. They concluded this: all of us must admit how we do and don't benefit from inequality. We must be held accountable for how we treat the indigenous, poor, and immigrant members of our community. If we don't, we are all going to pay the price in the long run.